WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Senate yesterday approved an amended school voucher bill. The major change is that it no longer automatically applies to residents of the Twin Cities or any communities with a population of under 285,000. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, was among those voting for Senate Bill 3, which passed by an 18-13 margin. According to a news release from the Senate Republican Caucus, voters in the smaller cities could call for an election to determine if their school districts should opt into a school choice program. The Texas House is considering a $2.5 billion cut to the state's Medicaid program. Representative Kyle Cassell, whose district goes from College Station to West, says that impacts most of his constituents.
It's going to be tough, and I would argue that my constituency is going to be on that lower income scale as a whole. I'd probably 80%.
Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a member of the Mahia City Council is dealing with high ambulance prices getting to and from Waco. With lawmakers working on the state's budget, it's time for cities to start looking at their own. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says the city council's first discussion was yesterday.
One of the largest pieces of our budget, as I'm sure you know, is police and fire. I mean, that's almost 60% of our budget right there. And then you figure out what the rest goes to. And so, you have to come back and you can say, okay, last year, this is the model that we had. These were the percentages that we used. Can we sustain those percentages or can we continue to grow?
Mooney on the Infomaniacs says the council will meet at least monthly until August, when they spend about 3 days finalizing a budget they can bring to the public. Fishing at a private pond north of Bryan claims the lives of a 3-year-old and a 21-year-old. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the likely scenario is that Omar Martinez and the unidentified toddler were on a boat that did not belong to them that capsized.
It's a 10-foot boat. It was aluminum, had no seats in it, no flotation, and that boat has not been recovered or seen by its owner.
When Martinez's girlfriend, who is the mother of the 3-year-old, did not hear from them, she drove to the pond. When she did not find them, she called 911. A short time later, the 3-year-old was found in about 4 feet of water. Attempts to revive the toddler were not successful. Martinez was found following an 8-hour search. And the College Station Police Department has been busier than usual, fielding calls from victims of property crimes.
During an 8-day period that ended on Wednesday, CSPD learned about 43 thefts and 25 vehicle burglaries. Victims of vehicle burglaries included at least 7 who also sustained property damage after windows were shattered to gain entry. Another 7 vehicles were unlocked. A variety of items easily seen inside the vehicles were taken. Investigators believe the suspects are especially interested in firearms. Thefts included 3 locked bicycles from the front porches of apartments and a 4th locked bicycle that was taken from an apartment parking garage. CSPD is also investigating a daytime residential burglary. Teenage boy was home alone when a black man knocked on the door. Minutes after the teen called his mom to tell her what was going on, the suspect removed the screen from a back window and started to crawl inside. But the man ran away after seeing the teen's mother enter the home through the front door. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
It will be partly cloudy at times during the night and turning drier. Low temperature by Thursday morning in the upper.
Really? I don't think our computer updated anything. I think our computer took the night off.
Oh, yeah?
Honestly. Yeah. Because
a little vacay?
I guess so. I mean, because I don't think we care what the weather's going to be on Thursday.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
it's done.
Friday.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Sunny, high temperature about 86 degrees. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. 83 tomorrow with a 20% chance of showers in the evening. Saturday night, 60% chance of showers. Sunday, 80% chance of rain with a high of 77. And then we're in the 80s next week with sunshine right now. Would you say 55? Is that right?
Yeah, 56.
Wow. Hey, there you are. Okay.
Ooh, and coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team shut out LSU for the first time in 40 years. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the win. That's pretty cool. Meanwhile, A&M softball coach Joe Evans gives us a preview for tomorrow's series opener with South Carolina. And in the NBA, James Harden and the Rockets couldn't hold off Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay. So now, Chelsea, you must be in a good mood. You wished everybody a happy Friday.
I did. Yeah. I am in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
You don't have to pull a double anymore.
That is true.
Yeah.
This week has been a little bit easier.
It has, yeah. So, all right.
Still kind of crazy. Some crazy news, though.
There have been a lot of news.
Yeah.
Big city news.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Small town, people. Let's get back to it.
What is this? People getting their cars broken into while they're in restaurants?
Oh, my gosh. And just a ton of vehicle burglaries. And, you know, some of them, yes, they left their car unlocked.
Well,
remember, lock your cars,
sure,
people.
Sure, yeah.
But a lot of them are, you know, smash and grabs where they just kind of bust out the windows and try to grab whatever they can.
Got to be aware of it now,
yeah.
I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, this is like the holy grail for anybody who gets hammered on weekends or any other time. So, of course, college kids came up with it.
Hey, it is Chili Fest weekend.
It is. Two seniors at Yale University claim they have finally created a drink that can prevent hangovers.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah. One is a molecular, cellular, and developmental biology major.
Of course.
Has he ever been hammered?
That's what my question is. How do they know?
This is just for other people.
Okay.
The other is a history major who's focusing on business.
Okay. I was like, at Yale?
All right. If you're a history major, you either do research or you teach it, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Not like there's a whole bunch of business opportunities.
Correct.
Anyway, they wanted to drink and still wake up for class, so they created a citrus-flavored powder called Sunup that you mix with water and you drink 1 hour before you begin. It is designed to help your liver prepare for that flood, which is coming, and to break down the byproducts of alcohol that cause hangovers. Also filled with a bunch of vitamins and minerals that get depleted when you drink too much. There are similar products that really don't work that well, so you can be skeptical about this, but they say this is different because it addresses all four of the main things that cause hangovers: vitamin and electrolyte loss, glutamine rebound, damage to your immune system, and a buildup of a compound which is called acetaldehyde.
All right.
Why not? The good news is that you won't have to wait 10 years to try this. A single pack costs $5, and you should be able to buy it next month.
Wow.
You can pre-order. They've got an Indiegogo page for this. Now, you know, Stanford University was able to benefit from what HP did, okay, because I think Packard was a Stanford graduate. And, of course, Google, they've made money off of that.
Right.
So do you think Yale has bought into this this whole sunup thing?
I mean, if you're Yale, though, do you want to be associated with a hangover cure?
Well, you know, good point, and they do have a pretty good endowment. I think they're second only to Harvard. But, man, I know that they're going to have T-shirts about this thing.
That's true. Yeah.
We got a lot of information.
Yale, the home of Sunup.
Right.
I suppose it's better to be associated with the hangover cure than the hangover, right?
Yeah, I guess
good
so.
Good point.
I'm fascinated that the molecular, cellular, developmental biology major really does what other college students do who are business majors.
Like, how many test runs did they have?
Yo, good point.
Hey, Bryan College Station, do you want to promote team building and workplace wellness? Then join me, Charlie Lima, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Health and Wellness Committee, for the fourth annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk, sponsored by Texas A&M University. This fun-filled event, the Water Cooler 5K Run and Walk, begins at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 6th at Wolfpin Creek. Don't miss it. You can do it. To find out more, log on to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday. It's March the 31st. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. It's day 90. We've got 275 of them to go. It is Bunsen burner day. Bunsen burner day. Oh. The only fun thing about chemistry.
True.
Yeah, could try those things
got
out.
Got to light things on fire.
Yeah. It's Crayola Crayon Day.
Okay.
And yeah, they're going to announce the new color today.
I've been to a Crayola store. Those are fun.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think it was in Kansas City.
Okay.
And it's just a, you know, obviously a very big, colorful, fun toy store of sorts. I mean, they have a bunch of different products, but, and then, of course, crayons everywhere.
Do they, now, I wonder, do they have colors that you can only get at their stores?
Ooh, I don't remember. It was a while ago.
I understand.
So I'm not sure if they had, like, limited store editions, but it was a fun store, for sure.
And even if they did, they might be getting rid of those anyway, remember?
Yeah. Oh. One of the cool things I can remember about a crayon-type situation was actually a glob. It was not in the shape of a crayon, but it was a glob of crayon material.
Wax.
That was all different colors mushed together.
Okay.
So that, you know, if you wanted red, then you put the red down on the paper, and then you could roll it, and it would make another color after that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really smart thing
That's
to come
cool.
up with.
Yeah, that is fun.
It's Eiffel Tower Day, so it's still out there. and it's, let me see, National Prom Day.
Oh, already.
Well, and I guess it's probably good that it's on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because how would you...
I didn't think proms were celebrated this early.
No, that's true. And if it came on a Wednesday, I don't know that would work.
Nobody's going to school on Thursday, then.
Yeah, that's right. National Tater Day.
Tater.
Might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
Love Tater Day.
You betcha. All right, let's do some birthdays.
We got birthdays. Sawyer Fredericks is 18. He won the 8th season of The Voice at age 16.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Ryan Bingham is 36. He picked up a Best Original Song Oscar for the theme to Crazy Heart, that Jeff Bridges movie.
Oh, sure.
Ewan McGregor is 46. Okay. He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Angus Young is 62 from AC/DC.
Okay.
Al Gore is 69.
Hey. Oh, all right.
Oh, he'll be 70 soon, and it'll be an inconvenient truth for him.
Y'all thought I was a mess.
Right? Rhea Perlman is also 69 from Cheers.
Okay.
Gabe Kaplan, whatever happened to him?
Well, you know, he plays poker sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a big-time poker player in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Nice. He's 72 today. Okay. Christopher Walken.
Yeah, we need more cowbell.
74 today.
Okay.
Yeah. Shirley Jones is 83, was on the Partridge Family, of course.
Yeah.
Richard Chamberlain is 83.
Oh, my. He was a Dr. Kildare back in the day, and they did Shogun, and other stuff. Yeah.
William Daniels is 90, was Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World.
Sure.
But
Mr. Feeny.
He was also the voice of Kit on the original Knight Rider.
Absolutely,
Yeah, and hockey legend Gordie Howe would have been 89 today.
Ah, Herb Albert of the Tijuana Brass, and he's the A of A&M Records. He's 82. You guys are too young to know about the Tijuana Brass famous album cover. With the girl who had shaving cream all over her.
Oh, okay.
And that was all.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it was a very
controversial.
Yeah, very famous anyway. All right, let's see. So tomorrow, Saturday, of course, is April Fool's Day. National Fun Day. International Fun at Work Day. Stupid Day. I don't know. I'm not
all of that, I guess, goes along with April Fool's.
Sure. Yeah. National 1 Cent Day. Let's look into that. What would that be about?
Pennies?
let's see. What does Benjamin Franklin, the phrase, mind your business, and April 1st have in common? The answer is the penny, which we recognize on National 1 Cent Day.
Okay.
U.S. first issued the 1 cent produced by a private mint in 1787. It was designed by Benjamin Franklin. Okay. And on one side it said, mind your business, and the other said, we are one. Mind your business. See, you couldn't do that. That would offend people today.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to do that. It wasn't until 1792 that the United States Mint was created. The first coins struck by the newly established mint were called chain cents.
Okay. All righty, there we go.
Penny facts for you.
Fun fact Friday.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. Okay, let's see. And National Sourdough Bread Day.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Reading is Funny Day.
Funny.
Funny Day. Mm. Yeah, so there you
funny?
Are. All right. And birthdays.
Birthdays, we got Asa Butterfield. He's 20. He played Ender in Ender's Game, which was a pretty good movie, actually.
Okay.
Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum is 31. Matt Lanter is 34. He plays Wyatt Logan on Timeless.
Oh my
Chelsea.
Gosh, he is like the reason I watch.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was Liam in the remake of 90210.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Taryn Killam is 35 from Saturday Night Live. Country singer Kip Moore is 37.
Something about a truck.
Something about a truck. Yeah, that's right. Randy Orton is 37. From the WWE.
Sure enough.
John Goslin is 40. We had Kate Goslin's birthday recently.
Weird, yeah.
So, all right. Rachel Maddow is 44.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how she's celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, it'll be something on the left. Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Susan Boyle is 56.
Susan.
Oh, remember her? Yeah.
She did a great job.
Uh-huh.
Annette O'Toole is 65. Mm-hmm. And she was, of course, she actually played Martha Kent in the recent Smallville. The television show of Superman, but was also Lana Lang in Superman 3 with Christopher Reeve back in the day. And Ally McGraw is 78.
Wow. Rusty Staub, if you remember the old Houston Astro, he's 73 years old today. And Jimmy Cliff, singer dude, is 69. On Sunday, it is Every Day is Tag Day.
Every day.
Okay. I don't know. I guess you probably need to tell people before you're doing that.
Yeah.
It's Love Your Produce Manager Day.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. National Children's Book Day because it's Hans Christian Andersen's birthday. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, anytime. National Ferret Day as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Pillow Fight Day.
Fun.
All right. Okay. Yeah, just walk around with a pillow and smack people in the face with that.
Tag. Yeah, you can combine the two.
Yeah, that's it. Tag with pillows. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Lee DeWise is 31. He won season 9 of American Idol and then dropped off the face of the planet.
I was going to say, I've never heard of that one. I usually know those.
Michael Fassbender's 40. He plays Magneto in the new X-Men movies and has been in a lot of things, the Alien prequels and things like that. Aiden Turner is 40 from All My Children and Dancing with the Stars in 2010.
Okay.
Adam Rodriguez is 42 from CSI Miami. Clark Gregg is 55, played Agent Phil Coulson in the Marvel movies and in the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Dean is 55, country singer / Star Search winner.
Oh, okay.
Remember Star Search?
Golly, yeah.
Bringing it way back.
Throwback.
There. Christopher Maloney is 56 from Law & Order SVU.
Oh, yeah. Elliot.
Elliot, yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Emmylou Harris is 70.
Oh,
country legend.
Sure.
Linda Hunt is 72, plays Hetty.
Yeah, little short lady on
NCIS Los Angeles.
That's the one,
yes.
The
she's
little guy.
So funny.
A little woman.
Yeah.
And Don Sutton is 72, Hall of Fame pitcher of the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see. Jenny Garth is 45.
Oh, okay.
Doris Day, still alive, 93.
Wow.
Had
Doris.
No idea. And Peekaboo Street.
I remember that person.
What a great name. Olympic skier, right? Yeah, she's
very cool.
46.
Wow.
All right, 624 right now.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think it's safe to say that the Trump presidency is driving Chucky Schumer nuts. According to Fox News, on Sunday night, Snowflake Senator Chuck Schumer verbally accosted a female Trump supporter in a New York City restaurant. Now, poor Chucky had been dining with friends when he spotted Joseph Califano, a former prominent U.S. government staffer, and his wife Hillary enjoying a meal at the same restaurant. Onlookers say that Snowflake Schumer was incensed that Hillary, who was also the daughter of the founder and chairman of CBS, had voted for Trump, even though her husband is a well-known Democrat. And witnesses say Snowflake Schumer was yelling she voted for Trump. The New York senator even followed the couple outside, saying to them, how could you vote for Trump? He's a liar. By the way, can somebody please get crayons and Legos and coloring books and a therapy dog for poor little Chucky? Snowflake Schumer needs some help.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you have $50,000 or more in savings? Want some free advice from the billionaires and the smart money? They're all buying physical assets like gold and silver to hedge their portfolios. Say you're a hardworking person out there and you manage to get 50 grand. Or for that matter, you already worked your whole life and you can't afford to see your savings get cut in half like in 2008. Preserve your savings like the super rich and buy gold and silver. With paper assets in another bubble, holding gold, silver coins, and bars will give you stability and control. Call Capital Gold Group today, an authorized dealer of the U.S. Mint. Take control of your wealth and become your own bank by holding gold and silver in your own hands. If your portfolio is over $50,000, call now for your free definitive gold guide. 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-G-O-L-D.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Toshiba shares surged today as Japanese media said around 10 companies and funds, including Apple, are bidding for its memory chip business. U.S. private equity firm Silver Lake Partners and California-based chipmaker Broadcom have apparently tendered bids of roughly $18 billion. Auto loans fared relatively well after the last financial crisis. Now they could be set up for a fall as defaults are on the rise nationwide. Even more worrying, a recent report from the St. Louis Fed finds serious delinquencies on auto loans in certain southern cities are now on par with levels reached after the recession. The report covers the metro areas of St. Louis, Louisville, Memphis, and Little Rock. Among the changes in an iPhone software update Apple released this week, a fix aimed at preventing cyber attacks on 911 centers in the U.S. The vulnerability was exposed in October after an 18-year-old in Arizona allegedly designed a code that would cause iPhones to repeatedly dial 911. That's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
As you head into work today, I want you to think about your boss for just a second. What kind of a person are they? The first thing to come to mind might be a picture of stoicism, but that's not necessarily the case. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, everyone here has to worry about being funny and interesting every day, but should you worry about it at your job too? Well, according to a new survey, 78% of bosses think it's at least somewhat important for employees to have a sense of humor at work. It helps everyone bond, and it helps keep things light. 22% said it's very important, while 56% said it's somewhat important, and the other 22% said it's not important at all. Hopefully that's not one of your bosses. Now, that doesn't mean you need to start telling one-liners or force it. Just joking around and laughing at other people's jokes is fine. There are a few things you should avoid, though. Don't crack jokes during a serious meeting. You should know that. Be careful about trying to be funny or sarcastic in emails because it doesn't always land. You know, sometimes context doesn't always come through whenever you're writing something. Make fun of yourself, but not other people. And try to keep it as G-rated as possible. That way you can appeal to everybody's sense of humor, including the boss. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
You've been hearing about it, and now it's here. Premier Market is this weekend at the Expo Center. This Friday and Saturday, experience shopping like never before. Get your friends to join you at Premier Market Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for muffins, mimosas, and more. $15 admission. And then from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday, everybody shops for only $5. Saturday, you can shop in style with bacon-infused breakfast and gourmet Bloody Marys for purchase. The 5th annual Premier Market, supporting the fundraising efforts of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Go to premiermarket.org. For more.
Hey, good morning. 6:30, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Sunny, 86 for our high temperature today. Winds will be up to 20 miles an hour. Today, though, out of the south, so it'll have a different feel to it. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high temperature of 83, 20% chance of rain, probably in the afternoon, and kind of breezy once again. Then Saturday night, it's a 60% chance of showers with a low of 68. 80% chance of rain on Sunday, and our high temperature will be 77. And then we've got sunshine back on Monday and Tuesday, as we'll be in the 80s. Right now, winds out of the south at 5. We've got fair skies, and it's 56.
It's amazing how managers can mess things up in an organization without even realizing they're doing it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Can you imagine a business losing a big account over 60 cents? It happened.
Well, this was a situation where a man came into the bank, cashed a check. When he left, he asked the receptionist to validate his parking ticket.
Mark Epler, author of the book Management Mess-Ups.
The receptionist said, "Did you have a transaction?" He said, "Yeah, I cashed a check." And she said, "Well, I'm sorry, we don't consider that to be a transaction." He said, "You mean if I put money in, it is, and if I take it out, it isn't?" And she says, "I'm sorry, it's our policy." Well, the next day, the fella came back and closed out his business with that bank, and it turned out to be a little over $2.5 million worth.
This is just one example of how companies mess things up by sticking to their policies because they don't really understand what company policies are for.
Policies are there for the guidance of wise men and the blind obedience of fools. You have to have rules, but they should never get in the way of making a good decision for the customer.
Mark chronicles several ways managers mess things up, and one of them is not listening.
And this is remarkable because there's just been unbelievable amounts of information put out there about how important listening is, and yet managers are doing it at a very, very poor level. I remember years ago an employee coming into my office one time and saying, "Could you have a few minutes?" And I said, "Certainly." And I continued to write. I said, "Well, go ahead." And she said, "Well, I'm going to wait till you finish." And I said, "No, I can do both." Well, the message was that I didn't care enough about her to give her my full undivided attention. So finally, I put down my pencil and I said, "Okay, you have my full attention." And she says, "Great, I'm worth it."
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police went through an 8-day stretch that ended Wednesday, where officers averaged 10 reports a day from victims of property crimes.
Three of the victims were customers at local restaurants. One returned to his company truck and discovered four suitcases were taken. The estimated value of the cases and its contents, $3,700. And there are two victims who left restaurants and left behind personal property. One person lost a purse and its contents, and the other lost their phone. Cases under investigation includes at least two scams. One victim says she was browsing the internet when a pop-up claimed her phone was disabled. Pop-up gave a phone number claiming to be Apple support. Victim called and said she bought a $100 iTunes gift card and sent the suspect the information he wanted to fix her phone. CSPD is also assisting authorities in Washington State, where the victim was scammed into removing money from his bank account in College Station into the suspect's account. There are two fraud cases where unknown people used the victim's personal information to file a bogus tax return. A third fraud case involves the suspect securing utilities under the victim's name. Among other victims of 70 thefts and vehicle burglaries is someone who had a trailer taken from their driveway. The trailer contained a ZTR mower, a push mower, and lawn tools. And there were two thefts from residences after the occupants hosted large gatherings. In Bryan, police still looking for three armed men who held up the Las Mexicanas Taqueria restaurant last Saturday night. No one was hurt, and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Autopsies are being done on two victims of an apparent drowning at a private pond north of Bryan. 21-year-old Omar Martinez and his girlfriend's 3-year-old son did not return home as scheduled from fishing. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the victims apparently used a boat they found on the banks of the pond.
The supposition is that they used that boat to fish from, and at some point then capsized the boat, and both weren't able to save themselves.
The unidentified toddler was found shortly after the search began in about 4 feet of water. It took about 8 hours to find Martinez, who was also in the water.
There was not any personal flotation devices, and the situation was very risky and just unfortunate, the outcome.
Kirk says the 10-foot aluminum boat is still missing. The College Station City Council has started developing next year's city budget.
This is an opportunity for the staff and elected leaders of the city to get together and start to figure out what is it that we need.
Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says it's hard to tell how much they will receive from state and federal funding, but there are things they can plan for.
Right now, we know, for example, if President Trump's proposed budget goes through, we're going to see significant cuts in some of the CDBG programs and home programs from HUD, those money's coming in. I mean, CDBG has been proposed to be cut by 50%. That's significant, because some of the funds from those programs actually go over to some of the social agencies that pick up a lot of slack that we otherwise can't serve within the city. And if they don't have that, how are we going to meet the needs of those other folks?
Mooney says they'll start gathering data and reports from city staff to see what they might have to work with and what alternatives are available within that structure. An amended plan for school vouchers in Texas's largest cities has cleared the state Senate. Senate Bill 3, whose original co-authors included Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner, moves to the House following an 18-13 vote. The Associated Press reported the bill stalled before the decision was made to not automatically apply vouchers in cities with a population of fewer than 285,000. That would exempt College Station and Bryan. But according to the Senate's Republican caucus, voters in smaller cities could call for an election to determine if their school districts should opt into a school choice program. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org.
So I have a pretty crazy schedule. You know, obviously I get to work super early. I go to bed super early. Oftentimes I am out of town for the weekend like I will be this weekend. But it's okay because with Suddenlink, I have my DVR, I have my Suddenlink To Go app. I never have to miss my favorite shows, whether I'm sleeping or whether I'm away from home. And you can have that too. Even if you don't have Suddenlink right now, that's okay because right now for a limited time, when you sign up for Suddenlink's Triple Play, you're going to get a $100 reward card. That can't be beat, okay? You're also going to get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels and phone for just $77.99 a month. It includes a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you're going to lock into the price for 2 years. Don't forget about that $100 reward card either. That's pretty awesome. But you better hurry because this deal ends soon. Offers only for new residential customers. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for more details. Give them a call. Do it today. 877-694-9474 is the number. Or you can stop by the local Suddenlink office because they love to see you there. It's at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Suddenlink, more power to you.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of Colton Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2017 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 1st at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. 3 of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature 3 fantastic bubble show performances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Bonnie Dunbar and Nobel Prize winner David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about the search for life in the universe by Adler Planetarium astronomer and TED Senior Fellow Lucy Ann Walkowitz. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Peter Madden and Mitch Seeger. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
Good morning, 642 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota. All right, here we go. It's weather brought to you now by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Bright sunshine today. We have high pressure off to the south. Temperatures will be warm. They'll get up to about 85 degrees later this afternoon. We'll have clouds increasing tonight. Lows will be anywhere from 60 to 65. Lots of clouds and breezy for tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms late in the day, 80 to 85. Cloudy, breezy with showers and storms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team earned a huge shutout win against LSU last night. Coach Rob Childress weighs in on the win. Meanwhile, we'll hear from A&M softball coach Joe Evans on the team series with South Carolina beginning this weekend. And in the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Trailblazers on the hardwood. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 6:43. So, of course, we live in a political climate now where anything that anybody from the administration does anything, then it's going to be ridiculed by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happened when Obama was president, too. But the latest incident is pretty interesting. It just came out that Mike Pence has a strict rule where he won't eat a meal alone with any woman who's not his wife,
mm-hmm.
and won't go to any event serving alcohol without her.
So interesting.
Now people get online and mock him for that.
Oh.
Which is ridiculous because these are supposed to be the people who are all tolerant and everything, right?
Well, I think so. It's a very, very strange. Just an unusual thing that of all the stuff that they want to get all churned up about,
right,
that they're going to get churned up over something like that.
So
don't know. Well, in the meantime,
Trump.
He'll get churned up for us.
Oh yeah. So he's actually started to call out representatives on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yesterday he tweets, if representative, and these are at their handle, like their Twitter handles.
Sure.
So if Rep Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, and Raul Labrador would get on board, we would have both great health care and massive tax cuts and reform.
I kind of like that.
Then he goes on, where are Rep. Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, and Raul Labrador? Hashtag repeal and replace. Hashtag Obamacare.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to tweet yesterday, the meeting next week with China will be very difficult, and we can no longer have massive trade deficits and job losses. American companies must be prepared to look at other alternatives. And then just about 40 minutes ago, he tweeted, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity and that this is a witch hunt, parentheses, excuse for a big election loss, by media and Dems of historic proportion.
And I think he's going to do that. I think Flynn is going to ask for, if he can get immunity. Then there'll be more to tell. But I like the idea of actually naming names.
Yeah.
That's a, rather than saying the right or the left.
Correct.
Or,
he's calling them out via Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, so let's head over to Austin for a chuckle. A House committee on Thursday discussed ethics reforms, including measures that would give the public better and more easily accessible information about their elected representatives' potential conflicts of interest. Oh, yeah, that's going to pass. Oh, you betcha. Because they want to make sure that you know who's buying them breakfast.
Right.
Yeah, so there, the Ethics Committee.
Gotta love it.
They're busy. I know. They're looking out for us over there, so don't worry about that. And what's this voucher bill, huh? If you're in a city that's smaller than 285,000, which includes us, then the school, the residents of that city would have to
Call for an election they wanted to opt in for a school choice
voucher
program.
All right. Well, we'll see if that happens. And again, I think there are people out there who probably want to do that. And I guess we have to see whether or not they're in the majority or not. But interesting how they're able to craft those bills to, pretty much get it the way they want it. And then yesterday, I think the Senate passed a statewide ban on red light cameras.
Oh, wow. All right.
Which, again, one of the worst things that happened in College Station.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, getting rid of the red light cameras, because all those little boys and girls who are here from out of town on mommy and daddy's credit cards, running those red lights, and we would get money for that. And since mommy and daddy don't live here, they can't vote that city council member out for voting for it. I mean, it was a perfect political storm for College Station.
Yeah.
Be a great cash cow. I mean, they're looking for money now. Look at that. They got to replace the money they don't get for red light cameras anymore.
See, but I heard that part of the problem was the money wasn't going to the city. It was going to a different company that owned the red light cameras that was run out of like Arizona.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly they did get some of it. I don't know exactly how it was broken down, but we don't have them here anymore, and apparently they're looking to ban them statewide, so we'll see what happens. All right, 6:48 right now.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 1st, learn all about spray adjuvants. Matching the right adjuvant to a spray job can make a difference in the degree of effectiveness. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
you ever want a house plant that would bloom for you indoors and you were miserable because the plant that you chose just didn't hold up well? House plants that are the best bloomers, that's the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. There are two categories of flowering houseplants, those that we buy already in bloom and then maintain indoors as long as we can, and then there are those that bloom repeatedly under indoor conditions. Let's outline some of the best from the latter category. African violets, believe it or not, still have to rank as America's all-time favorite flowering houseplant. They're not as difficult as some folks might suggest, but they do require regular attention. They also need a bright windowsill, a loose and highly organic potting mix, and a little routine maintenance in the form of selective pruning and removal of offshoots as they occur. Otherwise, they're cheerful little tabletop plants. You don't see them as often in garden centers, but they're still popular. Apicias are much less common still. They're sometimes referred to as trailing African violets, and they are indeed related. They may be even easier. They have larger blooms and showier foliage. They're good in hanging baskets or 6 to 8 inch pots. Give them bright light as well. If you have less light and you're determined that you want a plant that will bloom at some time during the year, consider spathiphyllum or peace lily. There actually are many different varieties. Some are even variegated. All have clumps of large, dark green leaves other than those variegated types, and the leaves are tolerant of all but the darkest of surroundings. Once or twice a year, the plants will spring forth with showy white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers. Blooming will be better if the plants get at least medium light. Bromeliads are some of our showiest flowering houseplants. Their clan includes Spanish moss and pineapples, but there are far more brightly colored members that we use commonly indoors. Not only do they have brilliantly marked flowers, but many types have foliage that is just as fascinating. They need really bright indoor light to be happy. Phalaenopsis orchids have moved to the top as the most popular of the flowering houseplants and potted plants that you buy in flower shops. You just have to be patient with Phalaenopsis orchids. They have to grow in that very porous potting medium that you'll get them in. You can buy orchid media at garden centers. And take good care and be very patient. They'll bloom once a year for several months. And finally, every windowsill has room for one or two cacti. If you choose plants specifically from the cactus family, Cactaceae, you'll have some of the showiest flowers in the plant kingdom. Many cactus-like succulents are from other plant families, and the quality of their flowers will vary. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports at 6:53. Well, in A&M baseball,
here it comes, 1-2's off speed, and that's a base hit to the left side. One run is scored, picked up in left field. They are going to cut it. The second run will score, and Bedford has delivered into left field.
The Aggies toppled the number 8 LSU Tigers 4-0 in the series opener last night at Alex Box Stadium. It was the first time the Aggies shut out the Tigers in 40 years. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Couldn't be more proud of Brigham. He was very determined all week long and felt like, you know, the last three innings of the Vanderbilt series, he kind of found his delivery and, you know, commanded the fastball to both sides of the plate, and certainly did that tonight against an All-American himself and Alex Lang. I mean, it was a Thursday night fight.
Brigham Hill didn't allow a runner to reach second base in his 8 innings of work. The Aggs and the Tigers return to action tonight in Baton Rouge. First pitch is slated for 8 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie softball team returns to action tomorrow for the beginning of a three-game series at South Carolina. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
She needed that. That kid, struggled a little bit and, working hard on her confidence and just getting her where she needs to be. And I thought tonight.
Oh, that was the wrong one there. First pitch for tomorrow's game, though, for the Aggie softball team is at 1 p.m., and you can hear all three games this weekend on Willie 1550. For A&M football, more than 50 NFL coaches, scouts, and player personnel staffers converged on campus for Aggie football's annual Pro Day yesterday. Displaying their skills were 15 members of the 2016 Texas A&M football team, including two-time All-American Miles Garrett.
It's just getting out there and showing everything you've been working on the last couple of years and not being lazy the last couple of weeks. You shouldn't, be satisfied with what you're doing on the field, what you're doing during the combine. You're about to go against the best in the world, so you got to be prepared.
Meanwhile, tonight, A&M football will host its annual Friday Night Lights event at Kyle Field. Coach Kevin Sumlin says the event is important.
It's an evaluation process for us. It's great because the theme is really about high school football in the state of Texas. And turn on lights, get in Kyle Field, we ain't gonna start till 8 o'clock at night. The students are here. We got free food, got free everything for students. So those who can't go to Chili Fest or maybe underage, all right, we got a spot for them.
Tonight's event is free and open to the public. The action begins at 8 p.m. In Aggie track and field, senior Lyndon Victor became A&M's first Texas Relays decathlon champion, breaking the collegiate record by 7 points. It's the eighth collegiate record the A&M track and field program currently holds. In Major League Baseball, second baseman Rougned Odor and the Texas Rangers have agreed to a new 6-year contract that includes a club option for 2023. The team announced the deal yesterday with the 23-year-old, who is already entering his fourth season with the Rangers. In the NBA, Damian Lillard had 31 points and 11 assists, leading the Portland Trail Blazers past the Houston Rockets 117-107 last night. James Harden finished with 30 points and 8 rebounds to lead the Rockets. Harden's three-pointer at the end of the first quarter gave the Rockets an NBA single-season record for threes. And out on the ice, despite Antti Niemi's 22 saves, the Boston Bruins beat the Dallas Stars 2-0 last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Hi, I'm Ted Cruz. The facts are clear. School choice works. It improves test scores, strengthens public schools, and gives struggling kids hope and opportunity. School choice is the civil rights issue of the 21st century. Every child deserves a chance to pursue their dreams, regardless of race, wealth, or zip code. Please join me and support school choice now.
This message is brought to you by the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Sovac City is having its first annual sewing machine demo and overstock sale. If you've been thinking about a new sewing machine, then this is the best time to get the machine you want at a fantastic price. Save big on entry-level machines. Save huge on computer machines and save tons of cash on embroidery machines. Check out the new Brother Simplicity 17-stitch sewing machine for only $85. Get a Disney embroidery machine for only $325 and a Janome 4-thread serger for $189. Sovac City's first annual demo and overstock sale is going on now. Sovac City, come on down to see us.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Have you all seen any of the video of this I-85 in Atlanta burning?
Heard about it this morning.
I mean, this is an inferno. And I don't know how it started yet. Maybe they know now, but at least when they first started. 40-foot-high flames. I-45, it would be the same as if I-10 in Houston collapsed, okay? Because I-85 goes right through Atlanta. So they've canceled school today because of this. It's really, really bizarre.
Wow, yeah.
All the lanes were blocked in each direction because of that. So,
and talk about a traffic busy city.
Yeah. Gotta have it. That's for sure. And then, of course, there's us. Our traffic is a bother, too, just a matter of fact.
I mean, Yeah,
I had to drive in it again last night. I hate getting out at 6 o'clock at night.
Man, right?
It's just crazy out there. We got nothing to complain about,
crazy.
I guess, because of Atlanta. Yeah, 56 degrees right now. Got a chance of rain this weekend. We'll give you more weather later. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station.